Eddie, you must be pleased with the great start to the season.
Yeah, definitely. It's fantastic. You know, we've had a good start to the season. Two out of four wins. And, you know, we've got a big game on Saturday against Rotherham, and hopefully we can pick up another couple of points, which will, you know, really top off a great start to the season.
It certainly looks that way. I was watching Huddersfield against Barnsley, and what an absolutely cracking game that was. It didn't seem that it worked out for you lads in the end, and a bit of a heartbreak ending there, but still, you had a fantastic performance in the second half, and a lot of positives to take from that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first half wasn't great by our standards, but second half we came out and gave it a good go, and we were disappointed not to get the win. It was a bit of a sucker punch last minute goal, but you know that happens in football. But like I say, there's a lot of positives, you know, to take out from the game. We gave them a good game and showed that we can compete at this level over the last four games, and you know, I'm certain we'll have a good season.
Eddie, looking at last season and, you know, just how that campaign ended, incredible what happened. Do you feel that that feel-good factor has been kept going into the Championship campaign?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think we fear any opposition. It's a very hard league, but we know we're very capable. We're a young team, not loads of experience in the Championship. But, you know, we're definitely sure we've got the ability and the mentality to compete at this level. And over the last four games, I think in all of them, not just the ones that we've won, I think we've shown that we've got what it takes to be a Championship team.
I mean, it very much seems that team spirit has really carried over from last season, Eddie.
Yeah, 100%, definitely. The spirit amongst the team and the fans, and I think the whole community really is together, and everyone's getting behind the team, which is fantastic.
We're just going to look ahead to Rotherham, a great South Yorkshire derby there. It should be a cracking atmosphere. Looking forward to that game and the atmosphere that'll bring.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, with it being a local derby, I'm sure there'll be a buzzing atmosphere and a few extra fans down to the already masses that come to the games. You know, a little bit extra special for me with it being a previous club like Rotherham. You know, I was there for a little while last season, but I'm looking forward to the game and can't wait for it.
I was going to say there, you know, you had that association with Rotherham. What's it going to be like, you know, for yourself, obviously, when you face Leeds as well, when you know, you get to see familiar faces? What is that like for yourself?
It'll be okay. I mean, mentally, I'll treat it like any other game. But obviously, you know, you do see people you know and play against your friends and things like that. But once it gets to kick-off time, you know, you're just concentrated on the game ahead of you, and none of that really matters. But it is nice to, you know, see a few old faces and catch them after the game. But once it comes to kick-off time, it's business as usual.
It very much seems that way. And Eddie, I have to ask as well, does it feel like you're part of a bit of a Barnsley revival, part of a bit of a project over there at the moment? Because obviously everything that happened last season and that two fantastic wins over at Wembley, it feels like the story hasn't quite ended for Barnsley yet.
No, definitely. I'm sure we'll cement ourselves in the Championship. It was a fantastic sort of 6 to 7 months of since sort of the new year, really, at Barnsley. And, you know, I'm sure we can continue that. Like I say, we've got the squad and the management team and all the staff, and, you know, we're all together, and we're gonna make this a good go at the Championship. And like I say, I'm sure we can achieve staying up and even better, hopefully.
And I was going to say there about the targets and the aims, because, you know, for some fans, considering what happened last season, you know, some will be aiming for mid-table, maybe even high. But just how important is it that, you know, for now you keep the aims realistic?
Yeah, definitely. The main aim is survival, obviously. That's got to be the first on the board. But, you know, I think realistically we can achieve higher. You know, we've got a good team of Munsters and a good squad. And, you know, we can get higher, and that'll be our main aim, you know, to push up sort of mid-table. You never know but what happens in football, but survival is our first port of call. But I think, you know, we can achieve much more as well.
It just does seem like it is going to be exciting times for Barnsley, especially with such a young squad. It really is a sky's the limit sort of situation when you're around with players of that sort of age that are always gaining that experience.
Yeah, definitely. It's important. And, you know, we've got a few that have played Championship, but not that many. So for them to gain this experience, it's only going to better them and improve them. You know, we have got a young squad, but the talented players, and with the added experience, you know, who knows what we can achieve.
And just looking at the transfer deadline day, obviously coming up, and for Barnsley, the whole thing that players are coming in, it must be a good feeling, you know, to see that the money being invested and the talent going up.
Yeah, definitely. I think the club have gone the way right way about, you know, buying players. They've bought young, hungry players. They've shown they've got the talent and capabilities of, you know, playing at this level. And they've added to sort of the already many talented players that we've got. But, you know, they've bought in some very good players, you know, and hopefully we can keep hold of one or two that have, you know, obviously shown interest in, clubs have been interested in, and we can build on that. And it'd be fantastic if, you know, we could, for a couple of seasons, keep the team together and, you know, who knows what could be achieved.
Yeah, you're right there. Certainly is exciting times over at Oakwell, and we'll all be keeping a close eye on what's happening over there. Aidan, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytimes.
Thank you very much. Take care.